Episode 1586, Rules Are Meant to be Broken.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. I hope that you are having a glorious week. Today is Wellness Wednesday, and guess what? Rules are meant to be broken. Are you ready to kind of have that childlike rebellion come out? Well, let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, rules are meant to be broken. We all think that, don't we? Especially growing up, or are they? When it comes to health and wellness, there are so many rules to follow. So guess what? Let's break the rules. Doesn't it feel good to be a rebel for once? You just get that childhood like, oh yeah, this is awesome. Maybe you grew up always doing what was expected and making sure you did what you were told. You were, you know, Miss Goody Two Shoes. Or maybe not, but today it's a brand new day, a day to reveal the truth in your health journey. Oh, how exciting it is. I was writing this episode and I'm like, this really is cool. I want to break the rules. It just gives a sense of what freedom, even though we think rules are for our safety, they are, but we're going to look at rules a little bit differently. So first off, why stay chained to false information and studies that benefit only the bottom line for big companies? You want to live a healthy lifestyle? It starts with arming yourself with the truth for the well-being of you. You matter. So it's time to break the rules. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. We've got 7 rules we're going to talk about today. And I want to encourage you to break every single one of them. You might already be breaking some, maybe 1 or 2 or maybe more. But what would happen if you broke them all? It's time to rebel up. So 1, count your calories. Yep, eat less, exercise more has been pounded in our brains that this is the only way to lose weight. How many times have you heard that? Whether it's growing up in your 20s and 30s, now maybe into your 40s and 50s, eat less, exercise more. No, calories are your fuel. Fuel your body with calories that rev your metabolism. That's the key. 2, eat low to no fat. Low fat was a fad many years ago. And still to this date, it's encouraged. Fat doesn't make you fat. Did you hear me? Fat doesn't make you fat. Can you overeat anything? The answer to that is, of course, yes, you can overeat anything. You can overeat on apples. Apples are good for you. But if you only eat apples, do you think you can be doing damage to your body? Of course. So think about this. Enjoy healthy fats like coconut oil, avocado, butter, and even dark chocolate to power your body and keep you satiated. Eat low to no fat. Oh no, you're breaking that rule. 3, drink your vegetables. How many of us have gone on this wonderful thing called the cabbage diet, the only salad diet? I can only have greens, whether I drink them or chew them. I feel like I'm either just drinking something and it just doesn't always taste that good either. Or I feel like a cow because I'm just eating all this stuff. And I'm like, I can't chew enough fiber and it really doesn't taste good. Who wants to drink your meals? I don't. Yes, you can definitely have your kale smoothies if that's what you love. But you can enjoy them along with other real foods that support your metabolism and your brain. Plus, it can also help shrink your waistline. So drink your vegetables? Ugh, no, you have other options. Break that rule. 4, skip a meal or 2 or 3. Who needs to eat 3 to 5 meals a day anyway? You might need to, depending on your activity level. Restricting your body puts your body into starvation mode, which means your metabolism slows down. And so does losing weight. And then you wonder why the number isn't moving on the scale, which actually you're not supposed to be on, but that's for another episode. So you're just frustrated completely. So you say, okay, I'm going to skip another meal. Then I'm going to skip another meal. Pretty soon you're not hardly eating. And your body's like, whoa, wait a minute here. Am I at war? What's going on? I got to save everything because I don't know when I'm going to be fueled again. It's a protection measure. You have an absolutely miraculous body that works to sustain you. That's where balance comes in to our body chemically inside. It's always looking for what? Homeostasis. It wants to reach balance. So skipping a meal or two or three, do you think that's really balance? Most likely not. Don't damage your metabolism. With every meal or snack, eat your protein with a healthy fat and carb that meets your health goals. No more yo-yo dieting. Nope. Skip a meal. Break the rule. Number 5, cardio full speed ahead. Get those running shoes on because that's all we know. Run your way to a healthy lifestyle. No, halt. Stop. Beating up your body can increase potential injuries and cause joint damage. Do you really want a knee replacement 2 or 3 times in your lifetime? I don't think so. Wouldn't it be awesome to leave this earth with your original knees, your original hips? You can do that, but you have to take care of your body. As much as you think cardio is good for your body, yes, it's good for your heart. But can you overdo it? Yes. And unfortunately, in the workout world, we've made it seem like cardio is the only way to lose weight. Walk more and more and more. Run faster and faster and more every single day. Maybe taking a day off if you're lucky. But remember, you have one body and one body only. So you want to take care of it. Think about a HIIT training regimen, high intensity interval training, and a Tabata workout. Both of those types of workouts can boost your metabolism and extend the benefits of your workout 24 to 72 hours beyond your actual workout. It's the afterburn. So don't beat yourself up. Build up instead of tearing down. That means what? Cardio full speed ahead? Nope. Break the rule. Number 6, workout regardless of how tired you are. This past week was a crazy week. My mom, it was her last week here before she was headed back to Hawaii, and my son was graduating and my daughter was going to be up too, and it was just kind of crazy. We had, you know, AP tests and examinations because it's the end of school. There was just a lot going on. Renovation of 2 bathrooms, especially our master bath, and anytime you do anything to the master bedroom or bathroom, you know it's chaotic and it's stressful. And so I had a lot of things on my plate to juggle, plus interviewing and the podcast and writing. I could go on and on and on. And that's not talking about bills or errands, going to the grocery store, you know, the post office, planting a tree or 2 or 3, getting the yard ready for summer season. There was so much to do. I could have said, you know what? I still got to work out. But actually, I needed sleep. No matter your schedule, don't miss a workout. Really? Seriously? You probably have given up sleep for a workout. Not anymore. Sleep benefits your body more than a workout. And when you're exhausted, working out increases what? Your chances of injuries. What does an injury do? It sets you backwards. It doesn't help you move forward. I know I've had many injuries, both when I was younger and since I've been old. And since I've been older and I've gotten wiser with more injuries, I've realized that, you know what? Constantly beating my body up isn't what it needs. It needs what? Rest. Don't risk your health even more. Get your Z's. It does the body better. Work out regardless of how tired you are. Are you going to do that? No, not anymore. Break the rule. And finally, number 7. I love number 7. Follow the plan with no exceptions. You committed to a plan. You spent money on a program. You can't miss a day or make a change. A healthy lifestyle is not about perfection. It's harmony. But unfortunately, a lot of us look at it and say, I've spent money here, and if she tells me to do this, if he tells me to do that, I must follow it. Oh my gosh, I need a bell pepper for this recipe. I've got to go get it, because if I don't eat that bell pepper, what's going to happen? Well, what's going to happen when you don't have that plan anymore or you don't have that program? Are you going to be freaking out that you don't have that bell pepper? No, you're probably going to find something else to replace it. It's all about harmony. Give yourself permission to make changes based on your schedule and the season of life that you're in. Forcing yourself to be perfect can increase what? Your cortisol level, which is the stress hormone. We already have enough stress. Remember that thing called busy? We're so busy that we barely have time to work out, yet now we're trying to follow a plan and a program that doesn't give us room to fit it into our lifestyle. Oh my gosh, I'm stressed. Okay, now that we're both stressed, take a deep breath. You got this. Stress will set you back. So do what works for you. Follow the plan with no exceptions? Oh no. X, break the rule. When you're wanting to lose weight and live a healthier lifestyle, perfection cannot and should not be your focus. But unfortunately, we always keep coming back to that. We think that the only way to get to where we want to go is by doing the exact steps. 2 + 2 = 4, but so does 2 + 1 + 1. You can make changes in order to live a healthy lifestyle. Your body is different from my body. And so what you need is going to be different from what I need. And when you look at a plan or a program, you have to understand how it works within your schedule, your season of life that you're in. If you have toddlers running around, if you have a newborn, it's going to be a different lifestyle than one that's an empty nester. You can't compare the two. And that's okay. You're just in a different season of life, which means your dedication and what your program looks like and how your body is responding to different workout routines and regimens, to different foods, genetics. There's so much that plays a part in it. So I want you to give yourself permission to break the rules. It's all about harmony. You want to discover what works for you and your body type, plus your lifestyle and the season that you're in. Now, I understand how challenging this is. I've been through it too many times myself. But in walking that journey, I know the struggles. I know the temptations. I understand the frustration. I get when you fall off and you don't feel like you can get back up again. You are important to me. And so for that, I'm extending my hand to you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I have a coaching call just for you. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. We will set up a time to come together to talk specifically about where you are in your life. You matter. Now remember, some rules are meant to be broken. So the question remains, which ones will you break today? I hope this gets you thinking a little bit differently about how you are living a healthy lifestyle. It's not about perfection, but about harmony, the Trinity lifestyle. Train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.